So what we're doing today is we are going to collect your work from lab and critique it together. And then I'm going to lecture on part B. So some of you kind of started part B last week, which was fine, but I'm going to lecture on it today so everyone's up to speed on what part B is in its entirety. Even those of you who moved on to part B only moved on to half of it. There will be more. So, but first we're going to start with discussion, kind of open the floor, see if you guys have anything you want to discuss about lab. Yes? You need a flash drive, so you were not here for...
Yeah, I emailed you.
You were not, you emailed me, and then what did I say?
So thanks, Richard.
What did your email say?
I said, I'm sorry I wasn't here. I know about the work we had to do.
Oh, so thanks, Richard, was appropriate.
Yeah. But I just haven't seen you, so.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm here.
Yeah.
I need a flash drive.
I do, too.
So what you need to do is go to the front desk and say that you were absent on Friday, or...
Okay.
Tuesday, when flash drives were handed out. So you have to sign for it and get it from the front desk. Yes?
Now, I lost my flash drive.
You need to purchase one at the front desk, or that's fine. Oh, you did?
Making sure that's okay that I use this and not the one that I signed out on.
Yep, that's fine.
Okay.
I'm sorry you lost it.
Me too.
Those of you who were absent on Tuesday, were you here on Monday, though?
Yeah. Yeah.
You were not here? So you missed out on all that paperwork. So you're going to want to get with me or on break. Definitely today to get that paperwork, whatever you want to do on break or after class. Any other comments, questions, or concerns?
I have a question.
Yes.
Can I use the flash drive, too, for, like, other work?
Sure.
I don't have printing.
Well, for graded shows, I'm not going to collect your flash drive. For graded shows, you're going to hand it in on my class flash drives.
Okay.
So I never actually keep your flash drives. I only ever collect them today, listen to them in class, and then return them to you. If you give it to me, you know, on break or after class or at the beginning of lab on Tuesday, then I'll critique it and give it right back to you. I grade off of my flash drive, so it's totally fine.
I don't have a way to print at home at the moment.
Yep, it's fine. It should be large enough, you know, to carry documents and your assignments. Yep. Any other questions or concerns? Yeah. Did lab go well?
Yes.
Yeah.
Good.
It was
freaking awesome. I like to hear that.
It was sweet.
It was freaking awesome. It was sweet. You missed out on a lot.
Yeah,
some sweet, freaking awesome stuff. So everybody has a flash drive, and you labeled it somehow, right?
Correct.
Put a sticker on it.
I
said, do not do that.
I was
no, you weren't. Remember, I did not want you to connect it to your lanyard, because you need to always have your badge on. Here, you can have this rubber band. You can wrap a rubber band around it, and that would identify it.
Thank you, Cam.
You're welcome. Anyone else need help labeling? Okay.
Yeah.
Anybody have stickers in their backpack or anything?
I have these
Post-it notes.
Yeah.
Little Post-it notes.
Yeah. I have one.
Oh. All right, get together and work on labeling them.
Can we put keychains on them?
Keychains, yeah. A little,
here.
Yeah, keychain is great.
Those who don't have, should we go down there and
give
them that?
No. You were absent on Friday? No. Excellent question, though. Stand by. The question was, if I don't have a flash drive now to hand you, should I go downstairs and get one? The answer is no, because that flash drive will be empty. I'm looking for the work that you did on Tuesday. The work that you did on Tuesday. So how many points is this worth handing in the... If you were absent on Tuesday, I'm not expecting you to hand in a flash drive today. So you're not losing points. You guys got that? If you're absent on Tuesday, you're not losing points because you were absent. Those of you who were here on Tuesday must give me a flash drive with your work on it for how many points?
Six.
6 points. 6 points.
All right, so I'm giving your class a pass. I'm giving it your class got.
Those of you who are not able to hand in a flash drive, you got a pass. You did not lose the 6 points because this is the first assignment, and I'm being nice. There's only ever one pass, and that was it. So you guys got it, and now as you move forward, if you're unable to hand in your flash drive, you lose 6 points.
Okay, since I turned mine in, can I maybe use my pass?
No, it's a class pass. No, it's not an individual basis. Do you understand? Everyone understands?
Yeah.
If you do not hand in again, you lose 6 points no matter what. I'm being nice, and that's it. Yes.
No.
You sure? You weren't losing points anyway because you weren't here.
Right, I know.
Oh, okay, that wasn't the question.
Oh. I was confused for a second. You were saying, so if you're absent, I would still have tomorrow to make it up, right? Or would I, if this happened again where I was absent on a Tuesday, we come back the next week.
You lose 6 points.
I would lose 6 points.
No, I don't penalize you for being absent.
That's what I was. I was going to ask, but then I figured it out, and that's fine.
Yeah, you don't get penalized for being absent. You get penalized for being in lab and not proving that you did anything. That's what it's all about. Proving that you did work in lab. That you're in there for 4.5 hours and you worked on your assignment. And then we get to critique it in class. This first round of critiques is going to be kind of boring because everyone's doing the same thing. So as difficult as it is to kind of do this part of it, know that it will get better on the next assignments because there's more creativity involved. You'll be doing, you'll be writing your own stuff. You'll be picking out your own music. And these are pretty much basically all the same. So it'll get redundant, but it's still something we're going to do today.
For part B tomorrow, can we bring in our own music?
No, sir. And I will lecture on part B when we come back from break. So the answer is no, and I will explain why, yes, after break. Okay. So let's talk about critiquing. When we critique, it needs to be done in a professional way. Telling someone their work is good is not specific enough. If I said that, you're a good student, but I never told you why, and the reason I thought you were a good student was because you were wearing a tiger's hat, and when you come in the next day and you're not wearing a tiger's hat, then I am like, okay, you're not a good student. So you didn't know what the specific was that you needed to repeat. So when you say that, when you like something, think about, why do I like it? Is it the creativity? Is it the music? Oh, there's no music on these. Is it the read? Is it the tight edits? Is it the levels? You know, what is it that I like about it? And be specific. Do you understand how saying that something is just good is not specific enough? It's not helpful?
Correct.
Same thing with saying something is bad. You don't say something is bad. You say you have hot levels. If you just told me I was a bad instructor, I wouldn't know why. But if you said something specific like, you know, I smell funny, then that would be, you're going to say.
Not that you actually do, but
that would be a specific. Then I would know I'd have to, choose a different perfume or something, right? That would be specific. I would know.
Are we, like, writing this, like, on a critique sheet?
Good thing I know I showered and stuff today. If I had brought this up, I smell good. Celine Dion.
I smelled you
the other day. Yeah, I wear the Celine Dion. Does anybody wear Queen Latifah? Does anybody wear that?
Queen Latifah?
Yeah. She's got a perfume. I want to get it, but I haven't been able to try it out yet. I think so. Does it smell good? I like the artist perfume. We're off track. Okay, so specific, right? You don't just say something is good or something is bad. No one can develop from that. We're specific. We tell them why we like it. We tell them why we don't like it, right? And that's what we're going to do. I need you guys not to, when we're critiquing, take that as your time to talk to each other and, not be a part of the class. You need to be engaged. Like, I understand it will get kind of boring because it's very redundant, but you need to be engaged in the process. Also, we only have so much time, so I'm probably not going to get through all of these, but just because I'm not listening to yours doesn't mean you're not going to learn from what we have to say about others. You know? If someone else needs tight and flush edits, then you're going to need tight and flush edits. If someone else needs to smile, you need to smile. You know, there are things that are across the board. Just because it's not your work doesn't mean that you're not going to learn from critiquing someone else's. Oh, these little sticker things aren't working.
Because that is, it might be this person's, I don't know. We have to do something else besides these little stickers with the flappy thing. This may or may not be Kiwanis. Kiwana L. Kiwana L. This may or may not be hers. These little flappy labels. No. If you marked it up and edit, once I put it in, I'll be able to know whose it is. Because you labeled your folder. But these things aren't working. So that one just fell off. There it is. Removal this E. Look at that. There's a folder. Those of you who are not in lab, you want to definitely take a look at what people are doing right. Here's the folder called their first initial, last name, P1. Okay? Or that's the whole first name, P1. So when I open the folder, I think the computer's just going crazy. When I open the folder, there's the session. See how that says .ses? That's the session. That should be called your name P1 is what your session should be called. And then all the waves that belong to that session. This looks very good except for the fact that the session is called Popper, but I don't care too much as long as it's in there. And when I click on it, it opens and shows all your work.
So your name is P1.
Your session should be the same name as your folder. Yep. Okay, I'm going to mute this that says full.
Today's subject, the blues. I'll view the musical subject from the perspective of blues. Traveler vocalist John Popper. Popper shares a quote from his youth that relates the blues to being a first-time parent.
To me, it's the same thing that blues is. And, you know, I think there's a lot of bands like that. I was having a conversation with a gentleman right before we got on the air, and I reminded him of something my teacher told me, which is blues is the sound a baby makes when it cries for the very first time, because after that he knows it'll be picked up and it's all show business.
Popper does hold a strict definition of the blues. The musician hears the feeling behind the music.
Well, I think Marilyn Manson doing Sweet Dreams Are Made of These is one of the bluesiest renditions I've ever heard, because it's downright evil.
Someone had a lot to be of you.
How is that different than Howlin' Wolf? You know, going,
how.
You know, it's just a little more contemporary.
Blues travel vocalist John Popper sees the humor side of the blues, and he hears the blues in unconventional places. I'm your host, Kiwana Lynn, for Focus America, the program that lives inside the country in which we live. Thanks for listening.
Okay. So specifically, what did you like or not like?
Low levels on the first field.
Low levels, very low levels. Good levels peak where?
Zero.
-3, and that's like, see where my mouse is right here? That's -3.
Where is it?
Right here. Do you see it?
No.
Stand up.
Oh.
No, a little taller.
Here, I'll make a mark. Because I know that light is shining.
Turn off the light.
This is -3 right here.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Turn them off.
I believe that her middle and the second popper needs to be more tight and lush.
Yes, the edits, all of her edits are loose. The edits between you and Popper need to be tight and flush. Who am I looking at for this? Whose assignment is this? Need to be tight and flush, absolutely no gaps. And I'm assuming you weren't done today, but there's a good thing about, something you have to learn about critiquing as well, and I'm critiqued all the time for everything I do, and you do kind of get defensive where it's like, oh, but I know that. You're telling me something I already know. I'm not finished. I knew that was wrong. But it's just, you want to avoid that pushing back and just because it's part of the learning process to have other people see that as well. You know what I'm saying? So you kind of have to be confident in yourself enough to know that I know that I'm going to do that, you know. But it's difficult. So anyway, so we're going to zoom in, 1, 2, 3, and then we can see that's parent, and that's the beginning of popper. So that's how loose it is.
Yeah. Can you say that one more time? You said, so mom stopped like at the beginning of the line, but...
So yeah, this is where you stop.
To me.
And then popper. It should go like this. So I'm going to pop a left click. 1, 2, 3. Get nice and tight to 2.
To me.
Scissors. Magnifying glass on white. I'm going to zoom in. 1, 2. Delete that. Oops.
Delete the whole thing.
1, 2, 3. Highlight it, little guy. Hit delete. And then I said undo. And then tight and flush, meaning no gaps.
To me, it's the same thing.
So that's a tight and flush edit. So all of your edits, well, now that one is visibly loose, right? You can see that. But you need to zoom in, 1, 2, 3, get nice and tight to the beginning.
Copper.
Scissors, highlight the dead air, delete it, and then you need to put those guys back together. And I don't recommend you use one track.
So that he knows that we picked up and it's all show business.
Copper does.
It's a multi-track program for a reason, so I would put all of your voice on track 2 and all of his voice on track 1 or vice versa so that you're using. Think every element has a track. So you can, as you add more elements, you can critique it and, or you can organize it. So what kind of edits between Popper and you?
Tight and flush.
Tight and flush, which means what?
No.
Absolutely no gaps. Yep, it's totally tight and flush, no gaps. Where do your levels need to peak?
-3.
Where does Popper need to peak?
-3.
Was having a conversation.
Very nice job with that.
Before we on the
very good levels on Popper. Okay, something. Anything else specifically that you noticed? Yes?
In her read, she said blues and traveler as if traveler was the start of a new sentence, where it's supposed to be blues traveler.
Where was that?
In the intro.
Quanah Ben. Today's subject, the blues. I'll view the musical subject from the perspective of blues. Traveler vocalist.
So yeah, it's an awkward of blues. You put your breath in the middle of the band's name.
Okay.
It's Blues Traveler. So you put a breath in the middle.
Okay.
So you want to plan your breaths out. You know where your breaths are so you don't have to take one in a weird spot.
Okay.
Something else I noticed from the open though is that you're not exact to copy, and I'll show you where. I gotta crank it up.
The blues. I'll view the musical subject from the.
It keeps resetting itself. You're saying I'll view the musical subject, and what does your copy say? I'll view this musical subject. You do that a couple of times where you replace the for this, and you have to be exact to copy, or how many points do you lose?
15.
15. Not each one. 15 total.
Okay, I'll just do it.
She did it twice. She would only lose 15 points once. Yes, sir. And that's part B of the assignment. Stand by. Part B of the assignment is to make Popper word for word. Even if you didn't make Popper word for word, you would not lose 15 points. Because Popper is not copy. Popper is an actuality. You record, the interviewer recorded someone speaking live, right? That's not copy. Copy is what you read off of a piece of paper. So copy is, there's a couple of things why you have to be exact to copy, and we talked about that last week. What are they?
Legal
elements could be involved.
Client specs.
Client approval, yep.
And copy.
And client specifications. I'm sorry, yep. Client specifications and client and copies approved, and legal elements could be involved. And I think I told this story last week about the first commercial I ever did in radio that, you know, having a job and getting paid for, was a waterbed commercial, and I read the copy as $100 when it was $1,000. And I had, you know, I was waiting for my commercial to air, and it was the same music that I had edited, but it was a different person reading the copy. So I called in and found out that the client was getting calls saying, are you really giving, you know, selling these beds for $100? So it's a small word, the, for this, but it's black and white. You're either exact to copy or you're not. So if Popper's not exact to copy, you do not lose 15 points. You lose 2 points for every edit I assign you. And I'll talk about that after the break. But if you're not exact to copy, no matter how small it is, you lose 15 points. Any questions about that? No, sir?
No, sir.
What about the breath? Will I get something off of that from the little?
I would say your delivery is choppy.
Okay.
Yes. Now, would she be able to edit that breath out? No. Because in this class, remember from last week, you do not edit your voice.
Mess up and start over.
Yep. If you make a mistake, you delete it and start again. but Heather, this program is about editing. What am I going to edit instead? Well, obviously, you're editing Popper, and as future assignments roll up, you're going to be editing other people's voices and editing music. So in this class, you do not edit your voice because I need you to be able to read for 30 or 60 seconds at a time with emotion, having proper breaths. You need to be able to do that. I don't want you to depend on a program to edit out all of your mistakes. By the time you finish, you need to be able to perform for 30 or 60 seconds at a time. Okay? So if you have ever a question about why I'm saying you can't do something, ask me, because there's a reason for it. It's not just to say, I don't want you to do it. There's a reason for it. Any other? Yes?
I understand why we can't edit our own voices in this class and stuff like that, but once we get into like the real world, professional world and stuff like
once
that.
You get into next quarter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's just this class, Introduction to Radio Production. It's not Introduction to Adobe Audition, because I took this same class with Reel to Reel. It's radio production. It's not the program, because you could be using Pro Tools. You could be using any other program. I used tape, you know, and a razor blade, you know, so it's radio production. So as you move into next quarter radio, you get to edit all you want. Yep.
Are there any radio stations that still use, like, the tape and all that? No? I was just wondering.
Maybe in Alaska.
I was just wondering, like, small market radio stations. Like,
yeah, I really don't. I mean, really, because small market got their newer stuff earlier because bigger markets, they have to buy for so many more sister stations and whatnot, so they kind of waited to commit to something, and the smaller markets bought the stuff quicker because, you know, they didn't have to buy for so many. So I have found that not to be the case. You might see them, but...
But they should still have, like, the...
They're going to have... Yeah, you're going to be editing on a system like this. If not Adobe Audition, a digital editing program.
Well,
yeah.
I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you're not going to see.
Okay.
They might have it there to show you, you know, as some sort of archaic piece of equipment.
Yeah.
But I don't think that you'll be asked to use it.
Cool.
Any other comments? Nice job. Clappy, clappy. One more time. So already, did you guys learn a lot from listening to hers?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Tight and flush. Yeah, tight and flush means absolutely no gaps. You don't get the store to be kind of close. You have to be absolutely close. Okay, so Johnny. Johnny has a folder, which is very nice. Johnny has a shortcut to a wave. That means nothing to me. Shortcuts are, and then a computer did that. Shortcuts are nothing. So that little arrow that you see next to that, if you see that little arrow, that's a shortcut, that's garbage. It means absolutely nothing. If you're on your system, it will find it, but that's not, I don't grade on your computer. I grade on whatever computer is available to me when I'm grading, which could be at home. So if you see stuff with a shortcut, know that that's not right. So here's his folder, looks nice. I open the folder, there's his session called Johnny Moore P1 session, that's very nice. And then he has all these waves that do not have shortcuts, and that looks good. So I'm going to open his session, and everything opens, so it's good.
This is Focus America, the program that looks inside the country in which we live. I'm your host, Johnny Moore. Today's subject, the blues. I will view the musician subject from the perspective of blues traveler vocalist John Popper. Popper shares a quote from his youth that relates the blues to being a first-time parent.
To me, it's the same thing that blues is, and, you know, I think there's a lot of bands like that. I was having a conversation with a gentleman right before we got on the air, and I reminded him of something my teacher told me, which is blues is the sound a baby makes when it cries for the very first time, because I forgot it hasn't been picked up and it's all shut.
Wow, this thing is kind of weird.
Blues is the sound a baby makes when it cries for the very first time.
That's not you.
After that, he knows
who's
it will pick up and it's
that's
all show
you.
Business.
Harvard doesn't hold
that
the definition of the blues. This musician hears the feeling behind him.
I think Marilyn Manson doing Sweet Dreams Are Made of These is one of the bluesiest renditions I've ever heard because it's downright evil.
Someone had to be a beast.
How is that different than Howlin' Wolf? You know, going, how. You know, it's just... A little more contemporary.
Blues traveler vocalist John Popper sees the humorous sides of the blues, and he hears the blues in unconventional places. I'm your host, Johnny Moore, for Focus America, the program that looks inside the country in which we live. Thanks for listening.
Thank you. Comments? Yes, sir.
Is it overlaps a bit between opening and Popper 1 and middle and Popper 2?
Yes. Tight and flush means no gaps, not overlapping. Do you understand? Tight and flush means no gaps, not overlapping. So you cannot overlap.
It's all show business.
Harvard doesn't hold us to.
Okay, so if this is the end of show business.
It's all show business.
That's the end. So you would make a tight and flush edit.
Harvard doesn't hold it.
Zoom in.
Harvard.
And then you'd make it tight and flush.
Business.
Harvard doesn't hold it.
Yes.
I was just
going
to say, by you zooming in, is that where you're seeing a certain section that has the whole gap?
Because
I know when you've zoomed out, you can't actually
see. Yeah, you must zoom in on one of these magnifying glasses on yellow. One, two, three. See, we're so zoomed in, I can see it's tight and flush. If I were to zoom in and see that little bit of a space, when I'm zoomed out, I can't see that space.
Right.
But when I zoom in, one, two, three.
Even more.
Well, four, five. Five times I can see the space. But usually I only zoom in three. If it's five, it's pretty... But if you zoom in five, you can really see. So magnifying glass on white, that one, you see everything again. Magnifying glass on yellow, you zoom in. Any other comments?
He was off copy on the first view.
Not exact to copy. There's several different parts. So between now and tomorrow, just read your copy out loud. Reading it out loud once is not enough for anybody. So depending on who you are, you're reading it out loud three times, you're reading it out loud 20 times. And it's okay. It only matters when it's recorded and when you turn it in, when it's done. You might have to put in, we were just talking about a student today, a graduate, talking about this. There's a student who, only has to do a little bit of effort and they create work that's good, right? And then there's a student who has to work extra hard in order to create the same level of work. They have to put in twice as much work. And it doesn't, and that's fine because both students are coming out with work that's presentable and going to be able to get them entry level. So it's not about... it's not about how you got there. It's about getting there. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So there's nothing wrong with you if you need to still have your notes when you're working. And so for some reason, people want to get rid of those because they think, oh, I don't need my notes anymore. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with having to read it, 20 times when the person next to you only had to, had to read it twice. That stuff doesn't matter. What matters is the end product. It doesn't matter how you got there. It matters that you got there. And then, because all anyone's going to look at are those two things. Can you do the job or not? My friend just moved to California, and she wants to do documentary films. And her name got passed around to this guy who, the story was, Crystal really wants to do documentary film. She's so excited about your project. He goes, I don't care. Can she do the job? So what matters is that you can do the job. Doesn't matter how you get there. So you need to be exact to copy. However much work you have to put into it, that's you personally, and it's okay. No matter, cause it's all about getting there. So in several places, you're not exact to copy. Yep. Any other comments?
Maybe a little more
food. Remember, I gave you specifics. Let's go over that. Let's take this one.
Focus America.
Yeah. So right there. Focus America. So when you say the show's name, you smile. When you say thanks, you smile. When you say your name, you smile. You must be smiling on those parts or you're going to lose points. I told you specifically where I needed that to change, and you know where it needs to change. And so here's an example of where...
I'm your host, Johnny Moore, for Focus America.
So it would be, I'm your host, Johnny Moore, for Focus America, the program that looks inside the country in which we live. Thanks for listening. So it should feel cheesy. It should feel wrong. As a student, I know that I said things like, oh man, I don't want to be fake. I don't want to be a sellout. Like, those were things in my regular vocabulary about not wanting to be a sellout and not wanting to be fake. Like, that somehow was something I identified with. And then I realized that it's not being fake, it's knowing how to do a job and having that job feel comfortable. You're not used to smiling when you say your name. It's not necessary. You're not used to these things that we're asking you to do. It doesn't mean that you're faking it by doing it, that you're being a fake person. It means that you're learning how to do a job. So once I got that out of the way, I was able to do my job better and more efficiently and become better at it. Because it's not about being fake. It's about, it'll feel fake, it'll feel wrong, but only because you're not used to doing it. Not because you're a sellout or something.
A little
more. Come on, that's what I thought.
You gotta say your name like Johnny Moore.
Yeah, it's like you're at a party. Remember, it's like you're at a party. My name was Heather Kosakowski. Heather Kosakowski. That was my name until I went to Specs Howard. Because I see you, I'll get right with you. Because everybody knew who I was, and it wasn't necessary. Like people who speak quietly and don't project, not necessary. People hear you. They want to hear you, they lean in, they listen, you know. You're how old? You're at least 18 years old, I would imagine. You're at least 18 years old, so up until this point, everything that you've been doing has been working for you. But now, that's not your job. Now your job is not to communicate to your friends, families, it's to communicate to the masses. It's mass communication. And so you're introducing yourself to someone at a party, and you want them to remember you. So my name became Heather Kosakowski. Because, would you remember Heather Kosakowski? Heather Kosakowski. My name would be Halala. Halala. Yes, sir.
I was wondering when the Adobe Labs are open across OUs.
Open labs are Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, and I don't have the time. Tuesday after class. I know that one for sure, and then
Monday is during this time.
Monday is morning.
Wednesday is night.
So unfortunately, you will not be able to use an open lab before this assignment is due. This assignment is due before 1 o'clock tomorrow. So there's no open lab before it. But those are the times. Any other comments or questions? I want to look at this. I don't want to see that. This channel...
Oh, no.
Did you adjust this at all using Adobe?
No.
I wouldn't mark you down. I'm gonna show you something. I'm not gonna mark you down because you don't drop the baby. What was dropping the baby?
Going
above zero. And does he go above zero? No. He does not go above zero. We would know that he went above zero because these two guys would be lit up. This is going above.
Oh, it'll be red.
But so looking at it, with that being the guideline, I wouldn't mark you off.
Look at
this. Do you see this line? I don't want to see that. You essentially, it's not registering that you got above it, but you're so close that on this wave, it's going above the line. And I don't want that. I don't want it to go above the line. So you would be less aggressive. You're being too aggressive. Does that make sense? And then your levels are low.
How do you view the musician subject from the perspective of blues traveler vocalist?
Not quite making it.
Papa shares a quote from his youth that relates the blues to being a first-time parent.
You're not quite making it. So be less aggressive with Papa and more aggressive with you. So split the difference between the two. Do you guys have any other comments for him?
You know, I noticed when that part where he's like, how, that went in red a couple times. And actually, I don't know if you want people to know that, but there's EQ levels on the software that I discovered.
No, you need to be able to record it into Adobe through the board and adjust it. Well, yeah, you're right. I don't want to do that.
Because you need to be able to record it.
All right, Alicia Raffin. You have a folder that looks very nice. I open the folder. You have a session that's labeled very nice, and all of your waves are labeled very nice. I like it. Two left clicks to open the folder. Magnifying glass on white. Are you guys ready to stand by and take a look? I'm not going to touch it, so stand by so you can hear her.
I'm your host, Alicia Raffin. Today's subject, the blues. I'll view the musical subject from the perspective of blues traveler vocalist John Popper. Popper shares a quote from his youth that relates relates the blues to being the first time parent.
But to me, it's the same thing that blues is the sound a baby makes when it cries for the very first time, because after that he knows it'll be picked up and it's all show business.
Cover doesn't hold a strict definition of the blues. The musician hears the feeling behind the music.
Dude, I think Marilyn Manson doing Sweet Dreams Are Made of These is one of the bluesiest renditions I've ever heard, because it's downright evil.
Someone had a lot to be a beast.
How is that different than Howlin' Wolf? You know, going,
how.
You know, it's just a little more contemporary.
Blues traveler vocalist John Popper sees the humorous side of the blues, and he hears the blues in unconventional places. I'm your host, Alicia Rapid, for Focus America, the program that looks inside the country in which we live in. Thanks for listening.
Comments for her? Yes.
In the beginning, it's a gap, like before she starts reading.
Oh, yeah, you want to edit that Titan Flush. For this assignment, I won't mark you down for that, but you do want to edit Titan Flush at the beginning as well.
And I think I edited the second, or the first Popper part backwards. Like, I cut out the wrong part.
Yes. The gentleman.
A couple times.
She did what?
Popped
yeah.
Her peas.
Yeah, popped her peas. What were you going to say?
There was a few spots where it sounded like she wasn't exactly happy.
Yes. So, here's one. I think in each read, you're not exact a copy. In each read, yep. So here's one.
Country in which we live in. Thanks for listening.
In which we live in. And that's not the copy. It's in which we live. Have you ever seen that email where it's a paragraph?
It's all messed up.
Yeah. The only thing that's right about the words in the paragraph is that the first letter and the last letter are in the same space. It has all the proper letters in the middle, but they're all jarbled.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you can read the entire thing.
Yep.
So that's what's happening to you when you're listening and you're reading it and you're like, man, it's word for word, it's totally word for word. That's what's happening to you. So it's that same thing. So what you need to do is have someone else listen to it, and they'll be able to hear your voice and follow along and know that you're not exact a copy. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
At the beginning of the second popper, it sounds almost like a word's cut off that doesn't belong in the copy.
Okay, so first, I'll get to that in a second. I want to talk about proper mic technique and the popping of the peas that the gentleman brought up. So what is proper mic technique? Proper mic placement. Proper mic placement.
Off to the side, in front of your face.
Off to the side, in front of your face.
Right here.
Do you have a water bottle?
Yeah, but I ain't too comfortable.
Okay. Who would like to demonstrate with the... How about this? I will demonstrate. I'm totally comfortable. Okay.
Right here.
So your mic... So it's not... Yeah. It's not going to be off to the side. Because then what's... It's like your cheek is not talking to the microphone. Right? I don't want it off to your cheek. I want... You're speaking... I don't want you talking to the side of the microphone because it's catching all the air to the side. It's the front of the microphone to the side of your mouth. Not the side of your face, the side of your mouth. The front to the side. And then you're going to put your copy here. You guys having a problem? We're going to put your copy here, and then if you move your head, put the copy here, your head's going to turn, right? So now you're talking into the front of it. So you have to keep your head still, and you have to have your placement and then leave it and know where you are. You can't express yourself with your head. You have to express yourself using your hands and stuff now, not your head, because that's going to change the placement of it. So it is the placement of your microphone. That's why you pop peas. That's why you'll get too close to the microphone. I'll mark you down for that because you'll be too breathy. So you have to have proper mic placement. Did you guys have a question about that? Concerns about learning it differently somewhere else? Everybody good to go?
Yes, yes ma'am.
Proper mic placement. And what you were talking about the editing?
Yeah, the second popper at the very beginning.
Dude, I think Marilyn...
Okay, so it starts with, I think Marilyn Manson, and she left in the do. Do you guys hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I think Marilyn Manson...
It starts with, I think Marilyn Manson, and she left in the do. Stand by.
Dude, I think Marilyn Manson... Dude, I think Marilyn Manson...
Yeah, are you guys having a problem being critiqued? Is this a situation?
No.
Okay, because being critiqued is only to benefit you. It's not about making you feel bad or... If you're having a problem with it, that's something you need to work on ASAP because It's going to happen. Now you're in the business of it. Congratulations. If you were a sensitive person, now you're gonna, your feelings are going to be hurt left and right. And you're going to have to be able to learn. I did an air check, and I'm crying. And all he said was, is it hurt my feelings? You know, I thought I was doing a good job, and I was so proud of my work. And he just was just telling me all the things I did wrong. This is working. This isn't school. This is working. And I started to cry because I'm an emotional person. He just looked at me and said, aren't you being a bit dramatic? And I had to just go, yep. Yeah. So it's just part of the business now. So people aren't giving you specifics to make you feel bad. They're giving you specifics so that you can get, so that you can improve. So yeah, you are not Titan Flush. How would you Titan Flush? You'd zoom in, right? You'd zoom in 1, 2, 3, and you'd get
do, I think you,
to the eye.
Do, I think you, do, I think, do, I think.
So that's do, and that's eye. Scissors, highlight what you don't want. Hit delete. Magnifying glass on white. I'm gonna zoom back in so I can get up tight to flush.
I think Marilyn Manson.
So this one that you were talking about.
Same thing that blues is. Yeah, the sound.
Blues is, and you're right. That is wrong. So it's what blues is, the sound. So you have to figure out which is you want. Were you gonna say something?
Where do you, when you say magnify on white, where do you see the color?
The fact that there is no color, I call it white.
Oh, okay. I'm
so it's actually clear.
I don't see a color.
It's absent of the color yellow, so I called it white, a white piece of paper. Do you want to come up here and take a look? Come here. Actually, I'm asking you to. I'm not requesting anymore.
Because you're saying like zoom into yellow and I'm
yeah. So do you see how these
yellow.
Are? Yeah, no. That's why I brought you up to explain it. Do you see how those are yellow?
Yeah.
Do you see how that has no color but it's like a piece of paper?
Yeah.
That's why I call it white.
Oh, okay.
Because it's not yellow.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Okay. Anybody else want to come up and look at that?
I guess so.
Because you're not sure? Yeah. Come on up.
Shut up.
Do you see how these are yellow pieces of paper? How those are yellow?
Yeah.
It's like shaped like a piece of paper. Do you see how that one's shaped like a piece of paper? But it has no color? This is, no. Yeah, this is zoom in. This is magnifying glass. Actually, it is a white piece of paper when I'm zoomed in. And then everything.
So does it matter which one you use?
Of yellow, no.
Okay.
Anybody else?
That part I got.
So this is part B of the assignment, which I will lecture on. Part B of the assignment I'm going to lecture on after we get back from break. And that's making this word for word. So she needed, there was stuff in between.
Same thing that blues is the sound.
Same thing that blues is, he says a bunch of stuff, and it should be the sound. But she has it is.
Same thing that blues is the sound.
So she just has to get tight to the.
The sound, the sound. The scent, the scent, the scent, the scent.
Delete that is.
Is the sound. Thing that blues is the sound.
Oh, there you
go. Baby makes when it cries for
the
very first
time.
Think
that blues is the sound.
Now, if I remember correctly, you said on part B, when we edit his voice, we don't make it tight and flush, right?
Correct, which is why I didn't put those back together. And I'll lecture on that when we come back from break. But yep, that's this is not tight and flush, and I did that on purpose. And we'll talk about it when we get back from break. We'll know all about part B. Any other questions or comments?
Her vocal levels are low.
Yeah, for sure. Your levels are low. You're not anywhere near -3. Papa's good, though. Let's see. Oh, actually, no.
How is that different than Howlin' Wolf?
You're at -4. You didn't quite make -3, so you're slightly low, and it would still be 2 points. Slightly low. You have to make it to -3.
What?
Are you guys concerned about all the guidelines for this assignment?
Is there... On this program, because I know on one of the programs I use, it will give you a number reading on the peak, whatever the high peak is. Is there somewhere in here that indicates that, or are you just using the VU meter at the bottom?
I want you to use the VU meter at the bottom. The whole point is that I will lecture later. I'm going to give you a handout today on different ways.
Stuff like that?
Yes,
okay.
But you're in second quarter. That's why you're not editing your voice, and that's why you have to be able to get good levels to the board.
Okay.
So I've already been asked a couple of times, you know, how come I'm not using the, you know, adjustments in Adobe to be able to adjust my levels. It's because you're in second quarter, and with great power comes great responsibility. I'm going to tell you about the ways to adjust levels, but by the time I tell you, I will have trust in you to know that you can get good levels to the board. If you can't get good levels to the board, if you can't talk into a microphone, you should not pass go. If you can't get good levels on a board, you should not pass go. That's the difference between you and anyone else who has a computer system, is that you're going to know how to use the equipment when you get into a studio. If you can't use a microphone, you don't know what you're doing. If it's low because you had bad placement and we use all the things in Adobe to fix it, then that's like fixing someone's problems who don't know what they're doing. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You need to be able to know what you're doing before you can pass go. Mm-hmm. Question about that?
Oh, I was just saying, like, when you record, and you're recording your voice, are the levels showing on there, or are you looking at the board to get minus
both.
Six?
Both.
Okay.
What order do you set levels?
Board.
Playback.
Yeah, playback, board, and Adobe.
Then record. Not always Adobe. Could be something else. But playback, board, record, and that'll be on the test. So playback, board, record. Playback levels first.
Playback, PBR.
PBR, yep.
Playback,
then board.
The
playback would be your voice.
Oh.
So playback is your voice. So you know that you're not going to be like, this is Focus,
yeah.
America, the program. You're not going to do that, right?
Yeah.
So you're going to adjust your playback level. You're going to know how to read that copy like a normal person, right?
Uh-huh.
And like a professional. So that's playback. And then board is the board. You make sure that board is peaking at -6. Can you go above -6?
Yes.
Yes. You can go above -6 as long as you don't go where?
The red.
Into the red, meaning dropping the baby, those two red above the zero. Not a little shade of red, that's okay. It's the two red above the zero. Do not do that.
Okay.
So playback is your voice at this point. The board is the board, that's -6. And then record is at this point Adobe, and where does that peak at?
-3.
Yes, ma'am.
Last week when I was in the studio, I feel like when I was recording, I might have went into the red on the board, but in Adobe, it was just hitting -3.
I think that your levels probably changed color of red, but didn't light those two squares up above the zero. So you're okay.
Okay.
If you light those two squares up above zero, you have a problem.
Okay.
That can't happen. But you can change the color from green to orange to a little bit of red, because that'll be telling you, hey, you're at zero. But it's when you go above zero that you have to stop and start again.
Okay.
So you're probably okay.
Okay. So you're looking at both the whole time.
Totally. That's your job. And proper mic placement.
And
being able to read the copy with emotion and... And then I'm going to add on music, which is what we're going to talk about when we come back from break. So why don't you guys come back at a quarter after? No. Did you already get a 15-minute break from Tony? Yeah, come back at 10 after. I didn't believe any of you.